therefore you are inexcusable.
Oh, man.
Whoever you are who judge, for in whatever you judge another, you condemn yourselves. For you who judge, practice the same things. But we know that the judgment of God is according to truth against those who practice such things.
Or do you think this, oh man, that you who judge those practicing such things are doing the same, that you will escape the judgment of God?
Or do you despise the riches of his goodness, forbearance, and long-suffering?
Not knowing that the goodness of God is what leads you to repentance,
but in accordance with your hardness and your impertinent heart, you are treasuring up for yourselves wrath in the day of wrath and revelation of the righteous judgment of God, who will render to each one according to his deeds. Eternal life to those who by patience, continuance, and doing good seek for glory, honor, and immortality. But to those who are self-seeking and do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness, indignation and wrath, tribulation and anguish on every soul of man who does evil. To the Jew first, and also to the Greek. But glory, honor, and peace to everyone who works what is good. To the Jew first, and also to the Greek. For there is no partiality with God.
Ignore the metronome with all of your heart. Ignore the metronome.
For as many as have sinned without the law will also perish without the law. But as many as have sinned in the law will also be judged by the law. For not the hearers of the law are just in the sight of God, but the doers of the law will be justified. For when Gentiles who do not have the law by nature do the things in the law, these all who are not having the law are a law to themselves, who show the work of the law written in their hearts, their conscience also bearing witness, and between themselves their thoughts accusing, or else excusing them.
And the day when God will judge the secrets of men by Jesus Christ according to my gospel.
Indeed, you are called a Jew.
You're called a Jew.
And rest on the law. And make your boast in God and know his will. And approve the things that are excellent. Being instructed out of the law. And are confident that you yourselves are a guide to the blind, a light to those who are in darkness, an instructor of the foolish, a teacher of babes, having the form of knowledge and truth in the law. You therefore who teach another, do you not teach yourself? You who say that a man should not steal, do you steal? You who say do not commit adultery, do you commit adultery? You who abhor idols, do you rob temples? You who make your boast in the law, do you dishonor God by breaking the
la 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 la? For the name of God is blasphemed among the Gentiles because of you, as it is written.
For circumcision is indeed profitable if you keep the law. But if you are a breaker of the law, your circumcision has become uncircumcision. Therefore, if an uncircumcised man keeps the righteous requirements of the law, will not his uncircumcision be counted as circumcision? And will not the physically uncircumcised, if he fulfills the law, judge you who, even with your written code and circumcision, are a transgressor of the law? For he is not a Jew who is one outwardly, nor is circumcision that which is outward in the flesh. But he is a Jew who is one inwardly, and circumcision is that of the heart and spirit, not in the letter. Whose praise is not from men, but from God.